Hello, and welcome back to another episode of 7 by Kevin, the 7-minute daily podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how to get motivated and my 4 simple, easy, and fast ways to get motivated on the spot instantaneously. So the first one, actually the first two, relate to smiling. So the first one I call Smile from a Mile. Story time. When I was dating my wife, I would pull up in front of her house, get out of my car, and I would walk up the driveway, and I'd walk up to the door. And as soon as I saw her sister, you know, then I was like, hi, how are you? But she would be seeing me from the window or from the door and see me walking up the driveway. But, you know, I wasn't sad, but I guess I also wasn't showing that I was happy. So that from then on, I never knew who might be looking at me. So I always made sure to portray outside what I was feeling inside. So I always try and walk around with, you know, not a ridiculous looking grin like I, you know, like I should be hauled away or anything, but I certainly do walk around and I have a pleasant sort of aura about myself to make sure that people know that, hey, this person's approachable, he's friendly, and, you know, he must be very happy or motivated. So smile from a mile. So make sure they can see you smiling when you're walking. Also, I'm in sales. So, you know, when I get into pull up in front of in the parking lot of a client's, you know, as soon as I pull in the parking lot, I definitely make sure that, you know, I look happy and pleasant and that sort of thing. Because if I'm getting out of the car with my briefcase and I'm not looking very happy and walk up to the door, they're going to be like, I don't want to buy anything from this guy. So smile from a mile. The next is a smile in your voice. My wife used to be in customer service and she taught me this one years ago, because if you're listening to this on a podcast, then you can definitely hear the smile in my voice. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see that I'm smiling. But we're all wearing masks a lot these days. So if I do this and put my mask on, you can hear in my voice that I'm not smiling. But you can't see my smile or lack of. But if I smile in my voice, and now you can't see my smile, but you know that I'm sounding very happy. So it goes without saying that that put a smile in your voice. So that's great for when you're on the phone with people as well. When they talk to you, like, hey, that guy's really chipper. You know, he must have things going on. And it makes you feel good when you smile. Try it. If you're feeling a little bit down, you don't even have to be looking in the mirror or anybody else around you. Just give yourself a smile and you start to feel a little bit better. The next one is see the sunrise. If you want to get really motivated, beat the sun up every morning. Wake up before the sunrise, even watch the sunrise. But if you get up 2-3 hours before anybody else does in your neighborhood and get a lot accomplished, you're going to feel that much more motivated. So wake up before the sunrise. Give it a try. That might mean going to bed maybe an hour or more earlier, but do it in little bite-sized increments, so that go to bed maybe 10 minutes earlier, wake up 10 minutes earlier. And then within a week or two, all of a sudden now you're getting up an hour or an hour and a half earlier than you used to. So wake up before the sun and then you start feeling a lot better and you start feeling motivated. The fourth and final tip that I have is to write out goals. Because everybody this time of year, not at this time of year, but in January, does their New Year's resolutions once a year. And what happens within a week or two? They're done. You're gone. You're not going to be following up. Try writing goals once or even twice a day. Once when you wake up and then once in the evening. Now you're writing goals over 700 times a year. That sure beats the one time. So I would suggest doing something like in a book, in a journal, in some sort of a calendar. I have links in the description, the Motivated Planner. And I wrote this some time ago. This is a take on my book. So it's got all your typical stuff for a journal and your daily planner and calendar. But it also has short-term and long-term goals that you can write in there each and every day. And there's quotes in there from the book as well. So so give that a try to keep yourself motivated. Write goals first thing in the morning and towards the evening, well into the evening, maybe an hour or so before it's time for bed. Make that a routine rather than, get off that technology for a little while and write your goals for the next day, for the next week, and for the year to come. And write them as though they've already happened. And so it might sound ridiculous, but write them as though they've already taken place. And that will put your mind in the right set frame of mind to accomplish those very goals. So I hope you give those a try. So I appreciate you joining me once again. That's definitely less than seven. I'm Kevin on the 7 Minute Daily Podcast. I thank you very much for joining me. We'll see you next time.